Live on DAZN Worldwide, May 2nd and 3rd, Garcia versus Romero and Canelo versus Skull. Friday from 6 p.m. Eastern, Garcia returns in a history-making Times Square takeover. 24 hours later, Saturday from 7 p.m. Eastern, King Canelo faces undefeated Skull for the undisputed crown. May 2nd and 3rd, a knockout weekend of boxing. Pick one or go all in for only $90, exclusively on DAZN. Buy now at DAZN.com/boxing.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Speaking of, did you all see someone jack some golf carts from Minor Park? How does one steal a golf cart that is GPS trackered?
Well, they ripped the GPS trackers off, didn't they?
Yes, they did.
Well, they just take those off and skedaddle.
Can I ask you the dumbest question? When you GPS track something, because I'm not a stalker, a serial killer, nor do I own a golf cart, do you not hide it like underneath the belly of it so they can't find
it? Yeah, but they found the GPS trackers and they removed them.
These were smart ne'er-do-wells.
Well, the one thing I did see was they spent 20 minutes in the pro shop before they went out and did whatever they did and took the cart. So
they didn't take anything?
Yeah, there's going to be surveillance of these ding-a-lings.
Yeah, they weren't thinking about that.
How do you unload Minor Park stolen golf? What, are you going to go to eBay with that?
Yeah.
No, actually, they just took it for a joyride. They abandoned it in Minor Park and then go about their business.
Oh, I think they're trying to sell them because each one of them's worth $9,000.
Then why would they abandon them in Minor Park?
I thought they jacked them from Minor Park Golf Course
them. No, but they left them in Minor Park.
So it was more of like a joyride.
Oh, that's why Dan was saying these are going to be kids.
Yeah. Well, no, they were adults.
Yeah, I don't know. I think they wanted to steal them. I really do.
Probably.
Either way, it's not a good way to make a living.
Do you think alcohol had anything to do with it?
In the planning process, I'm sure. Hey, guys, I got an idea. Crack that beer open.
And it sounds real good in the beginning, doesn't it?
Hey, Scott. I'm a long-time listener, first-time caller. Yeah. Would you like to interview me? Because I'm in the hot seat of the interview.
Actually, there's somebody else I'd like to interview.
Oh.
It came out this morning on Facebook that our dear friend and sometimes co-host Michael Mackey is out with a new book today called You've Got 4 Minutes.
Can we finally talk about it?
Yes, we can.
You have 4 minutes.
Which, by the way,
if I had a dime.
I have.
You'd have 40 cents.
Would you like to tell everyone what that means? There's actually a very...
You've got 4 minutes is what the handlers say when you get the celebrity on the phone for an interview. They say, you've got 4 minutes.
So he also interviews in person. He's interviewed just about every famous person, some wonky, some like last week he interviewed Patti LuPone. There is no one this man has not interviewed.
That's correct.
Patti LuPone.
But I spoke with Michael Mackey this morning and we'll visit with him here in just a moment. There is an entire chapter.
No.
An entire chapter in his upcoming book called Radio Gaga that is dedicated to you and to me.
No.
And let's bring him in.
I want a signed copy.
M2, what's up?
Shalom.
One question.
Yes.
How is Patti LuPone?
Patti LuPone was awesome. Patti LuPone was spectacular, and she was super chatty and engaging at 9 a.m. on a Sunday morning. Okay,
you're now an accomplished, published author. Well, I am so proud of you. You didn't even tell me this was happening, by the way, until it was, done.
Well, I'm one of those people who don't really believe that anything is really happening until it happens. Like, I didn't believe I was going to get the interview with Patti LuPone until I was probably 30 seconds into said interview with Patti LuPone. And even then, I thought she was going to hang up. So I don't ever believe anything is going to happen until it's happening. But yeah, the book, it just came out today. It is on pre-order, and it officially does not come out until September 9th. So, 9-9.
Screw Patti LuPone.
LuPone.
Wow.
Not LuPone, rude.
Let's talk about the Lady Gaga chapter.
Tell us about chapter 9, Michael, please,
if you would. It's called Radio Gaga, and it has nothing to do with Lady Gaga. It is literally my homage. It is an ode to you two nerds. And it details basically what I really think of you both. And more importantly, how my first day on the radio with Scott Parks was almost my last day on the radio with Scott Parks.
Can I now put on my resume that I am a published author as well as the subject of a best-selling novel? How do we feel about that?
I think it's more of a memoir, but of course you can do whatever you want. But you know for a fact that you have 4 minutes because didn't you get 4 minutes with Michelle Obama?
You have 4 minutes. Yes, and I stretched that sucker to 11, Michael. 11 minutes. I thought someone was going to shoot me.
It is the absolute strangest thing when you walk down a hallway and there is some PR wonk with a very important looking clipboard and they literally go, "You have 4 minutes with Miss Lopez," and then they shove you in a room and next thing you know, you're sitting in front of Jennifer Lopez, and man, as soon as they get that microphone on, that stopwatch starts and you literally have 4 minutes to talk to Jennifer Lopez.
Who was gotta be prepared.
Who was the greatest interview you ever did and who was the worst?
I know the worst.
Oh, that's probably, you know what? I think Lindsay Wagner was probably my favorite because I was obsessed with the Bionic Woman growing up. And fun fact, guess who has, wait for it, a 4-minute interview with Lindsay Wagner this Sunday?
Stop it.
Me.
Again?
So yes, I scored another one. So that's going to be probably the final chapter in the book. And the worst, oh God, that's a toss up. Andrew Dice Clay was horrific, and I still have PTSD from that. But I think the overall worst was probably Chris Kattan, because I don't know what he was on, allegedly. I don't know what he was on, but he was out of his ever-loving mind. He was sweaty. He was gross. Probably Chris Kattan.
A lot of
and
sweating.
If you Google, if you Google or go on YouTube, you can find that interview with Chris Kattan. Like, I don't know. Type in Michael Mackey, Chris Kattan.
Sweaty. Do I use the word sweaty?
Gross. Again, PTSD.
but Michael, you and I were talking this morning, and I find this fascinating. You don't just focus on your celebrity interviews, because when you first submitted the book, can I tell this story out of school?
Of course.
Okay. When you first submitted the book, it was all about your celebrity interviews. And your publisher came back and said, "Wait a minute, what about the radio gig? What about your sobriety? What about this? What about that?" They wanted the personal stories. In fact, there's a chapter in the book called The Sober Whisperer.
Yes, there is. That's literally what my publisher said. He goes, "You know, where's the, you barely survived a stroke. Where's that chapter? Where's the part about you becoming a raging alcoholic and then getting sober? Where's the part about you giving up sugar for a year?" He goes, "Michael," I typed in Michael Mackey into Google and it auto-populated Michael Mackey sugar. Cause you know, I gave up sugar back in 2019 for that year. And I wrote about
where?
It. Well, okay. But anyway, so he wanted a lot more M-squared centric stuff in it. So I obliged.
Well, that's the interesting stuff. You know, we see these celebrities everywhere. Please tell us about you.
Please tell me you did include the line, "Have you done any crack after you had your stroke?" They kept asking him, remember, "Are you on crack?" And he was like, you couldn't talk, but you were like, "No, I'm not on crack." However that sounds when you've had a stroke.
Yeah, they were determined to find out what sort of a hardcore drug I was on to cause the stroke that I was trying to explain to them, "No, I'm a clean teen," and that I was not on any hard drugs. Not crack, not meth, not anything.
Not that, yeah, at all.
Do you
ever
include the story of when I got naked in a downtown Kansas City street?
Whoa.
yeah. That's
front
in
center.
There, yeah.
That's the forward.
That is. Well, I wouldn't say front and center, but I would say, yes, that nugget is in there. So, yes.
That nugget and yours included.
It's a story that stands out.
Okay, we want signed copies, and we would
you
like
will get
you.
Signed copies. Okay. I will sign literally your chapters,
okay.
Your respective chapters.
Okay. I would also like you to come in and do a private reading for the entire city. I want you to, like, pick out some nuggets, speaking of nuggets, and then read aloud like they do on those fancy NPR shows.
Ooh.
You were listening to NPR. No, better. You guys are going to read. You guys are not to read your chapter until you read it live on air. Because
I want
like genuine reaction, because that whole chapter, chapter 27 or whatever, I don't know what chapter it is an ode, is an homage to you two nerds.
I love it so much.
You are my besties.
Okay, so then, Michael, listen, do not send us a copy yet. I want you to come in the studio, bring the book. I swear to you, we will not read it. And we will read that chapter live on the air. The good, the bad, and the ugly.
It's ugly.
Deal.
How many pages is it?
252.
The number of marriages we've had.
Wow.
Wait. Okay, let's carry the two. I don't know. I don't even remember how many marriages you guys have had. But more importantly, did you guys see who wrote the foreword? This is what made the book. This is when I got the foreword, that is when I realized it was really happening.
It's Patti LuPone. It's a chick from the B-52s.
It is Cindy Wilson.
Oh, my gosh.
The B-52s.
Stop it.
And you know how obsessed I am with the B-52s. So
I know you are.
Cindy Wilson, for those of you who are not in the know, is the one who goes,
rested. I love you so much. I'm so proud of you. I'm going to go around introducing you every time we're together as my famous author friend, Michael Mackey.
I would expect no less. And more importantly, if you do not share my post with your 45,000 people on Facebook, we're breaking up, Dana. Okay?
Okay. We will do that.
We will do that.
Because I am only the subject of a best-selling memoir and not an author, I will share your post.
So wait, real quick, before we go to break, does Dana get a chapter and I get a chapter, or do we both get one chapter?
It is yin to yang. It is chocolate to peanut butter. You get one really lengthy chapter.
Oh, it's a lengthy chapter.
It is. It's robust.
All right. I don't know that I want my...
Wait.
Robust? What do we mean robust?
Wait. Do you have the transcript in front of you?
Yes, of course. I'm looking at it right now.
Read us a paragraph.
We're late for break. Can you stay on the line?
Yes, I'll stay on the line.
Oh, I'm sorry to bother you and promote your book.
Highlighted and annotated, Mr. Mackey.
I didn't mean to sell a book for you.
Okay, I will. I have the perfect part of the book to read. Oh, God. It's
from
good.
The Radio Gaga chapter?
Yes.
From the Radio Gaga chapter. Yeah, I'll read it.
Okay, I can't wait. All right, stand by. Michael Mackey, soon to be author. Are you okay?
Oh, my God. I have poison ivy.
9-1. Dana Wright, Logan Weber, Dan Weinbaum. She's got the poison ivy, and it's moving up. It's moving up.
It's migrating north, people.
So
it's migrating.
We'll get with Michael Mackey in just a moment here on Dana and Parks. So our dear friend and often co-host here on the Dana and Parks program, Michael Mackey, is coming out with a book in September called You Have 4 Minutes, which is basically what handlers say when you're about to interview a celebrity. And apparently there is a chapter in the book called Radio Gaga that is dedicated to his time on the Dana and Parks program. And Michael Mackey joins us again. Hello, Michael.
Hello, shalom.
Shalom. The book comes out in September. You can pre-order today on Amazon.com, and you're willing to read a portion from the chapter Radio Gaga.
Now, this is a little setup. This comes in part of the chapter after I had my very first, run-in with you after you yelled at me because I wasn't speaking apparently enough on my very first day when I was coming. This was
yes.
10 years ago.
Okay.
So. Okay, ready?
Me.
Ultimately, I found my voice, and I've been filling in intermittently, subbing for one or the other ever since. The question I most asked about those two, are they the same in real life as they are on the air? The answer is a resounding yes. Scott is endearingly cranky. My ride or die bestie, Dana. My ride or die bestie, Dana, meanwhile, is a whip smart dingbat. Want to know how popular the show is? When I hosted Kansas City Live for 2 years, I rarely, if ever, got recognized. That speaks to that show's less than stellar viewership. Well, ever since I started filling in on Dana and Parks, I can't go anywhere without people recognizing me by my voice. Aww. There you go, kids.
Wow. That's very sweet.
I cannot wait to read this book. Truly, Michael, I cannot wait. I'm so proud of you. It's one thing to say, oh, I want to write a book. And a lot of people say that, or a lot of people think that. To actually do it, and it's going to be out there for public consumption, just makes me so happy for you and for us.
You know what? It has been a labor of love. I just started noodling it during the pandemic, because when everybody was homebound, I was bored out of my gourd.
Right.
And I thought, you know what? I should start write a book. Well, here we are literally 5 years later. So when I say labor of love, I truly mean it. So, and it has, as I poured back over it, I was like, I have interviewed 11 Academy Award winners. I mean, there are little snippets, little vignettes about each of them in there. So yeah, I've interviewed a lot of people.
I called my mom this morning and told her about your book, and she was very excited. And then I said, I don't think I want you to read it. Or at least the chapter about Dana and me, because there is a story in there about you seeing me naked in a downtown Kansas City street.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Also, it was very, very cold out. It was a blizzard. Extremely cold, and you were naked. So there's that.
Okay, cannot wait to read about that.
Keep in mind, well, Michael, in fairness, that was back in the day when you and I would pour poison down our throats.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. That was during our drinking days. That was good times.
Right. There's not enough alcohol for me to get through this part of the conversation.
For no one. There's not enough alcohol for anyone. Do you guys want to hear the very last line of your chapter?
Yes.
Last paragraph.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Why not?
Because that's the part that you will want to read.
On the air. I agree.
You will want to read on the air. But this is the next, basically the next to last mm-hmm. sentence in the book. Ready?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Naturally, I wrote this chapter because I knew they'd read it on the air. You can't pay for that sort of shameless promotion.
No way. No way.
We fell right into his trap.
Suckers.
You're so good. You are so good.
We love you so much. Congratulations. I'm so excited.
Thanks, kids. I appreciate you very much. And I love you. And thanks for the opportunity to have some of my interviews on Dana and Park.
And so it comes out in September. They can pre-order at Amazon.com today.
Yes, they can. You have 4 minutes. The story, My Life as an Unlikely Celebrity Interviewer.
You have 4 minutes. Say it again.
You have 4 minutes, My Life as an Unlikely Celebrity Interviewer.
Oh, I like that.
I love it. I absolutely love it.
All right. We love you, brother. Be good. Shalom.
I love you, too. Shalom.
Shalom.
I'll talk to you guys later.
Okay.
Bye.
Goodbye. Goodbye. I'm in a book.
I can't wait.
We're in a book.
We share a chapter.
913-586-7798. Dana Wright, Logan Weber. My name is Scott Parks here on KMBZ.
I'm seat dancing.
What's wrong, Dana?
Oh my God, it itches.
Does it itch down there?
I did not know what it was the other day. I thought it was scabies or scurvy or mumps or shingles. I was like, what has happened? Because I had a rental car and it was the underneath of my legs, like where you sit on a seat, that part of your legs. And I thought, well, maybe it was the cleaner they used to clean the rental car. Like I couldn't figure out what was going on. And then I was with a girlfriend the next day and she took one look at it and she goes, that's poison ivy. Mm-hmm. I cannot overstate.
Now you understand the pain. It's real.
Oh my gosh. I had to wear jeans today on an otherwise gorgeous day. Normally I'd be in a skirt or I'd be in shorts because I have to stop. Because once you start itching it,
can't stop.
You cannot stop. And it started kind of down toward my knees where the grasses would have been, where I was in the woods, where I should not have been.
What were you doing in the woods?
Looking for a golf ball, of which I have 9,000. But I was like, it's right here. I know it's right here. Well, yeah, it was right there. So was the devil's weed that is now migrating north all over my body.
By north, you mean?
Oh, Scott, it itches. I cannot tell you. And there's a couple of spots on the front of my legs, but most of it is on the backs of my legs. I will never just mark
never,
it down.
Never make fun of me again?
Well, not only will I never make fun of you again, I am never, ever. This wasn't even woods. This was just, you know, it was rough. There were some native grasses, but not anything that I would have thought this is poison ivy. And then my girlfriend goes, oh, yeah, don't ever go back there. This place has got poison ivy all over it.
How's it feel? I know the pain.
I try not to think about it for like, I don't know.
Does it itch right now?
It does. And we got like hydrocortisone cream, like whatever that cream is.
It's just called cortisone.
Right. And then one of our listeners said, there's a word, it's like a spray that you get at CVS. And I ran out of time.
Is it oops, it itches down
no,
there?
No, it's not. But if you have some of that, I'll take it. Oh my God.
We're trying to find that skit that you did a couple years ago for me.
It's boy, it itches down
boy,
there.
Boy, it itches down there. Okay. Let me look for that.
No, we don't need to listen to Boy, It Itches Down There, but boy, does it itch down there.
Hang on, let me see if
and
it's
then,
still there.
Has anyone else had this happen? You find yourself, even at stoplights, I am just scratching like a maniac. And I'm sure if somebody looks over, it looks like it looks weird. I know that. Like, I'm just like,
whoa, easy, killer.
I can't stop. I cannot stop. And so, you know, I acknowledge that I have a problem right now.
It doesn't go away for
it
a week.
It feels so
for
good
a week.
To like dance in my chair.
Yeah, it's like a relieving feeling, right?
Yes.
But
then somebody said if you're itching it, you could be spreading it. I don't know if that's true or not.
No, Dana, that is true. Because remember last year, I got it on my arm.
Oh,
I was digging through the yard. I wasn't wearing long sleeves.
That's
I wasn't
right.
wearing gloves.
That's right.
And I got it on my arm. That was it. It was right here on my arm. For a minute, we thought it was shingles.
That's what I thought it was.
Turns out it was poison ivy. Well, what I would do was I would scratch it with my left hand.
Yep.
Right? Well, when I would go to the bathroom, I am left-handed.
Oh, no.
Yes, Dan. Yes.
And so it ended up.
It migrated.
Down
Let's just
there.
Say it migrated.
How weird is it that both of you are winding up with a boogie in your britches?
I don't have a boogie in my britches. She does. You're still scratching.
I can't stop.
All you're doing is spreading it.
No, it's through my jeans. It won't spread.
Mm-hmm.
Just like the dog on the carpet in your living room.
I know. Let me tell you guys what it's
just
called.
Scooting along.
A listener called in, and it's a spray, and I meant to go to CVS today, and I ran out of time. It's called, It's called.
Oh, boy, it itches down
no,
there.
No, it starts with an F. It's a really weird name. Anyway, a listener called
F,
in.
F, it itches down there.
For skin.
It's the only cure.
It starts with it. No, it really does. Inverest. Anyway, I'll look for it. If you remember what that thing was called, please. Tecnu Rash Relief Spray. T-E-C-N-U.
Well, there's an F in there.
I know.
Zanfel?
Oh, my God. Oh, for a case. It's $330 if I want a case. I don't want a case of it.
You might
need
one.
How much boogie do you have?
Dan, it's called diphenhydramine.
Okay.
It says 100% satisfaction guaranteed. You know what else is 100% satisfying?
A scratching.
Itching it.
I'm sorry.
But you're amused.
Oh, yes.
As with most things.
Oh, yes.
You're sorry, but you're amused. And I did. I made fun of Scott mercilessly. Like, Dan.
It was without mercy.
It was like an entire week that we laughed about it. So I've got this coming.
Diphenhydramine, that's Benadryl.
Can I bathe in it?
So here's what you need. You need to get an oatmeal bath.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Go to CVS tonight, get an oatmeal bath.
Okay.
Do you have a bath at home?
I do, and okay. I have like Epsom salts.
So go to CVS tonight, Walgreens, whatever. Get an oatmeal bath and pour a very hot bath. Put the oatmeal in it.
Okay.
And then soak in there for about an hour.
And you can also, if needed, take something like a Benadryl.
Or a bottle of wine.
Antihistamine.
I won't mix the two.
Yes, please do not. Especially if you're floating in a bath.
Did you see while you were gone, Scott Parks, that we are getting a new steakhouse?
And is this 1587?
It took me a while to figure out. I kept thinking that was the year. And I thought maybe that's the best year for aged steak. Duh. No, it is not.
There was nobody living here in 1587.
Oh. Well, there's that too. Patrick Mahomes and Travis Kelce.
For the love of sweet Jesus.
Are opening an upscale steakhouse called 1587 Prime. And when I first saw that, I thought it was a year. I just wasn't thinking. Duh, it's 1587. It's their number.
Yep. You don't have to explain it to
you. You all got that?
We had arrived there days ago.
Right away. It is opening in the downtown Lowe's Hotel. I love that Lowe's. It is a 10.
Oh, it's in the Lowe's Hotel?
It's a 10,000 square foot restaurant that will feature private dining rooms, a world-class chef's kitchen, and an immersive modern American menu. But I would dare you to go in and ask when you are seated, why is it called 1587?
That was a good year.
Is that the age of the steak?
Good there year for the oxen.
No plague.
Roamed free.
The meat's been stewing for about 500 years.
We found it in an underground cistern. Thought we'd cook it up.
Nobody lived here.
It's more like...
except the Indians.
Woolly mammoth meat.
You didn't figure that out in the beginning?
It looks like a year. I'm telling you, my first thought was it was
a
year.
I know, but nobody lived here in 1587.
I didn't know that. How do you know no one lived here in 1587?
Well, the Indians did.
Okay,
well,
there you go.
Actually, there had been some Spanish settlements into what we now call New Mexico.
Thank you, Dan.
New Mexico.
Well, maybe that's where the buffalo roamed. I don't know. I thought it was a year. Now that I see it with their photo above it, it's like, oh, yeah, that's their number.
Joe in Lenexa. Joe, hello.
How's it going today?
Hi. Oh, it's great.
For the poison ivy, I'm somebody that can catch it out of the air.
Oh, wow.
It's called Domoboro, and it's a powder, and you basically mix it up, put a warm compress, and within no more than three days, it's completely dried up and gone.
It's medicated soak rash relief Domoboro, not Dodisco Roboto.
No,
Domoboro.
Not necessary.
Domoboro. Joe, thank you. I will go find some of that, and I will not forget that name because there's a song.
Yeah, it's a weird name, but... works great, and even if you get it where Scott got it, it'll clear it right up in no time.
Okay, so I need to tell you something about where I got it.
Uh-huh.
It doesn't just itch. It swells.
Okay, I didn't need to know that on any level. You're wondering who I am. Secret, secret, I got a secret. Domoboro, I will go in singing that song, and I will remember that name.
Mary in Overland Park. Mary, hello.
That's a very pleasing tone, Mary.
Mary? Mary?
I am a modern man. Secret, secret, I got a secret. Who hides behind a mask? Secret, secret, I've got a secret.
Mary? I think we're just going to listen for a minute.
Okay.
Mary? Yes.
Mary, you need to put your head back to the phone. You're on the radio. Oh, God.
Can you hear me? I'm Mary.
We've heard you.
Mary, you have a very pleasing door tone.
I'm Corey Smith's mom.
Oh, hi, Mary.
Hi. Hey, Dana.
Yes.
A friend of mine had gotten a bad case of poison ivy this summer.
Yeah.
And got over it. And then in December, she got a big gift of cashews. And she ate them, couldn't stop herself. She kept eating them and eating them. There was a bunch of them. And she broke out exactly where the poison ivy came. So when she went to the doctor, he said... what have you been eating? The cashews.
You know what? I am looking at this. Cashews and poison ivy share the same botanical family. Yeah. They both contain an oil that can trigger an allergic reaction in some people, causing a rash, itching, and inflammation. And fun fact, Mary, I ate a handful of cashews two nights ago.
No.
I most certainly did.
Yes, she did.
Stop it.
I will stop, Mary. Hey, it's good to hear from you.
Who's Corey Smith?
Be well. A longtime friend of mine from college.
Oh, okay. 913-586-7798. 586.
Secret.
7798 here on Dana and Parks. Is your bum itchy?
Don't interrupt Domo Boro. Domo Borigato, Mr. Roboto, Domo Bori.
By the way, the song that destroyed Styx.
I love this song.
I hated it.
A bottom man.
If you watch their behind the music, this is the song that destroyed Styx.
Why? It's a great song.
Dennis DeYoung wanted this song, and the rest of the band hated it.
It's a great song.
Dennis DeYoung wanted this song. The rest of the band hated it.
Oh. Well, I'm Team Dennis.
It's a terrible song.
I am the man.
It's a terrible song.
It's such a good song.
Oh, my God, it's awful.
Dun, dun, dun,
so
dun,
Vegas is out with who they think is going to win the Super Bowl next year.
Okay, lay it on me.
Are you ready? Well, let's start at the bottom.
The very bottom?
Yes.
Cleveland Browns.
Third from the bottom.
Okay.
The team least likely to win the Super Bowl is the New York Giants. And by the way, this came out after the draft. They have factored in the draft picks.
Okay, so maybe Cleveland was last, and then they got, you know, Mr. Sanders, and they're, I don't know, third last.
No, New York still sucks.
Okay. I don't know. Are we at least in the top five?
Tied for three.
Okay. That's all I care about.
Tied for three.
Don't tell me New England's up there. I'll be so annoyed. Or who are the perennial favorites?
No, New England's down near
the bottom. Where's Philly?
Number one.
Mm.
They are the odds-on favorite to win the Super Bowl again.
Again?
According to BetMGM. Yep. Number two is the Baltimore Ravens.
Okay.
Tied for third.
Where are the Bengals?
I'll get to that in a minute.
Mm.
Tied for third, the Bills and the Chiefs.
Ooh. God, that's a great rivalry.
Coming in at number five, the Lions. Number six, the Bengals. Number seven, the 49ers.
Okay.
Number eight, the Washington Commanders.
Okay.
Number nine, the LA Rams. And 10, the Green Bay Packers.
All right, good. Bring it. Not yet, I want summer. But man, I love football.
The Buck O'Neill seat will go to Carolyn Long.
I saw this! Yay, Carolyn!
On Sunday, May 18th, she will be honored at the game and will receive the Buck O'Neill seat.
That's incredible. She has been...
She's retiring, right?
Down the street. She is getting ready to retire. She has been on that anchor desk. So, Scott, I was there 13 years. I have been here 13 years. 13 and 13 is 26, and she was there at least 5 years before I got there.
So that's 31.
She's probably been there around 30 years. Good for her.
Hmm. Okay.
That's awesome.
What is she going to do?
Retire.
Well, I know, but...
I don't know. Drink wine and travel and whatever you do when you're retired.
Spire, Missouri. Spire is the...
Gas?
No, the health company that only serves... Remember, my old doctor went to Spire.
Yeah.
And so now I can't go see him anymore because they only service... She used a different word. They only serve... people who work for Blue Cross Blue Shield.
And it's a very narrow.
You think?
Okay.
You think? Spire, Missouri is requesting a rate increase with the Missouri Public Service Commission to take effect in late October. The requested increase over current revenues is approximately $236 million, or an approximate increase of 14%.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
14?
Mm-hmm. Let me take that back. Spire. I'm thinking of Spire something else. Spire is the gas company in Missouri.
That's what I thought.
Yeah. I was thinking of Spire Health, which is in Kansas.
So wait, you're saying there's going to be a gas rate hike of 14%?
14%.
Mm-hmm. That is insanity.
For the average customer, that'll be $14 a month. The natural gas company stated that should the PSC approve their request, the base rate increase will take effect no later than October 24th of this year.
Damn. Why 14%? And is this like the Board of Regents where every single time they ask for a rate hike, the answer is yes?
Yes. And why is it? Let me ask you something. I'm glad you brought up the Board of Regents. Why is it so impossible just to say no? You make plenty of money. You have an endowment.
Right.
Have costs increased on campus of, say, 10%, 12%?
Has gas increased 14%?
No. I don't think so.
You know what I know?
What do you know?
I will survive.
I don't think you're going to survive that rash. That rash is going to get you.
Look, I can itch to the beat. I grew strong. Itch. How to get along and so you're back.
913-586-7798. How much farther until it gets there?
I don't know. That I would not survive.
Are we talking feet or inches?
Someone find me Gloria Gaynor. Inches.
Inches? Quick break for the news. Dan Weinbaum has that coming your way in 2 minutes here on Dan and Parks.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.